What was your reaction having that first glimpse of the United States?
Wow. Excited. Nervous. I can eat all the chocolates I want and all kinds of food. My reaction, yay, I'm in America. Totally happy.
What's the first thing that you saw that caught your eye?
We arrived at night. So I saw all these different lights, Bay Bridge, you know. It's too young. Everything is, you know.
How was your expectations of America different before you arrived?
My expectation? I don't really have an expectation. It's for me, it's live afraid, scared for a new environment, scared of if I'm able to meet the new friends. But when I was in the Philippines, I went to school for a while at the international school, so I met, you know, different Americans there. So pretty much already been introduced to it. So coming to America, for me, it's like a new era, exciting, but afraid to, might not be able to meet a new friends. That's all.
How was your experience like adjusting life in the United States?
I adjust pretty good. I went to school already, started going to school. Met some new, a couple people already for the first day of school. Then it was nothing big changing like what I left at home. Everything is friendly, meet new friends, yeah, got into new sports, pretty much.
Were you able to speak English when you got here?
I do, but kind of shy, don't talk much.
Where did you first stay when you arrived here in the United States?
We stayed in our one of my stepfather's daughter. She has this big apartment. She let us stay there for a while because my stepfather was in the middle of the ocean. He's a merchant marine, so therefore, since we're newcomers, we don't know anything about in the U.S., so we have to stay among the friends and my stepfather's daughter stayed there for about a couple of months.
Which part of the Bay Area was she located at?
She's living at the San Francisco, right on by Japan Center, Post Street.